Objective: this study aimed to explore the key intrinsic and extrinsic factors contributing to hamstring muscle strains in football players. Methods and materials: a narrative review approach was employed, synthesizing findings from peer-reviewed articles published between 2010 and 2024. A descriptive analysis was conducted to evaluate trends, gaps, and variations in the literature on hamstring strains. Data were extracted from studies focusing on intrinsic factors and extrinsic factors, as well as prevention and rehabilitation approaches, including eccentric strengthening, neuromuscular training, and workload management. Findings: the review revealed that intrinsic factors such as muscle strength imbalances, limited flexibility, and prior injury history are significant contributors to hamstring strains, while extrinsic factors, including high training loads, artificial playing surfaces, and inadequate coaching practices, exacerbate injury risk. Evidence-based interventions, such as Nordic hamstring exercises, dynamic warm-ups, and load monitoring, effectively reduce injury rates and recurrence. However, gaps in the literature were identified, including the role of genetic predisposition and the long-term impact of rehabilitation programs. Variations in the implementation and adherence to prevention strategies were noted across teams and competitive levels. Conclusion: hamstring strains in football are a multifactorial issue requiring a holistic approach to prevention and rehabilitation. Addressing both intrinsic and extrinsic factors through individualized and evidence-based strategies can significantly reduce injury incidence and recurrence.